Hi there, my name's Marika. I am one of the new clinical fellows in mountain medicine at Chesterfield Royal Hospital. Joining with me today is Sophie Hattersley from the University of Edinburgh. So welcome, thank you for coming and talking to us. So Sophie is a fifth year medical student and she is the team leader for the APEX 6 expedition to be taking place what time?
It's the 30th of June to the 10th of July next year.
Wonderful. So I was just wondering if you've given us a really lovely talk about kind of what the expedition is about and what kind of research you're going to be performing at altitude. But if you could give us a little bit more of an introduction as to how you got into this, that'd be great.
Okay, so I first got involved on the previous APEX expedition, APEX 5, in 2017 when I was recruited to be a volunteer for that expedition, so essentially a guinea pig to get tested on. And I had a fantastic time on that expedition. I made loads of new friends, loved learning a little bit about altitude research, and then came back down. And a couple of months later, one of my friends, we were just having a chat, I think we were having a Harry Potter marathon actually, said, should we organise the next one? And just kind of happened from there. Had an awful lot of help from the committee on the previous expedition, and then there's loads of APEX alumni who help us out along the way, but it's very much us from scratch trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do, and yeah.
Wow, so how did you get the committee together and how did you start planning?
So all of our current committee were volunteers on APEX 5. When we first started sorting it out, we had a lot of interest in the committee and we were a bit worried that we had about 15 people at one point. So we can't have 15 people on an organising committee, but as the going got tough, it's kind of cut down to the six of us that we've got now, and we'd all just decided on our roles and went from there.
Well, that's really interesting. So what did you do to recruit people, the new volunteers?
Our new volunteers, so we recruit from across the university, across faculty, so any subjects, any years. We've been doing publicity drive on a lot on social media, so we've got a new Facebook page, new Instagram page, new Twitter account and everything. Sarah, who was meant to be here with me today, but she's unfortunately can't be here. She's revamped the whole of the altitude.org website, because another of the things that APEX is as a charity exists as a resource to inform the public about altitude. But we came along and thought the website was looking a bit old, because we've made it about 15 years ago, I think. So we thought we were going to revamp it to make it a bit more modern. So we've done that, and I think that's really helped us with the recruitment as well. And then what else have we done? So just announcements on our university platforms. We had a stall at the fair to recruit the new freshers. Done some shout outs in lectures, which is maybe even scarier than talking in front of everyone today. But yeah, I think that's about it.
Oh, that's brilliant. So with the volunteers, you also are part of the committee for the charity. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so the charities mainly exists to help help the new students coming on the new expeditions. I'm part of the charity because I thought it would be helpful to get a sort of insight into that side of things early on in organising the expedition. And it just came about that they wanted to have a bit of a revamp on how the leadership's done, and someone suggested that I should be chair of the charity as well. That ended up happening. But I get a lot of support from Roger and Kenny and all the previous people that have been on APEX, so it's not too bad.
Okay, so the charity is more about involving the public in altitude.
Yes.
So what sorts of things do you do to kind of...
So it's mainly maintaining the website, attending events like this. I would really like to organise a conference of our own. I think that would be a really great way of doing things, but not something we've done yet, but something I would like to do while I'm chair of the charity. So.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Wonderful. So your APEX 6, what would you do in retrospect when you first started as to now? Is there anything that you'd change, or Anything that you think that would have been more helpful to know beforehand when you were first starting out planning the expedition?
I don't know if there's anything I'd change. I think the awareness that I have now that our initial research ideas aren't going to work, we're going to come up with, I think I've had 3 projects fall through now, so we're going to have, it's going to happen lots and lots of times throughout the course of it before we kind of finalise our ideas. So I think just that awareness, not to focus so much on getting everything right straight away and just going through the process of coming up with your own research ideas, which is a really difficult thing to do as a student without that sort of expertise in a specific area. It's really difficult to come up with something from scratch, but yeah, I think just having that awareness that it doesn't all have to be perfect straight away.
Yeah, no, definitely. How did you guys work out which were going to be the ultimate research questions that you're going to try to answer?
So initially we had lots of things we wanted to investigate, lots of people we were involved with, and then they've just sort of gradually dwindled down to the ones that are actually going to be feasible. And that we've had a lot of help from previous people that have been on Apex, the sleep project that I was talking about in there, we're working with a lady called Nina, who was the team leader on Apex 2 and now works in Circadian Rhythms down in Cambridge. And she just came to the AGM, and by chance we were interested in sleep, but we weren't really too sure what we were doing, and she just said to us, "Oh, great, we can do this. I've got all these devices, I can give them to you." And so that worked out really well for us.
Oh, that's brilliant. So was it the equipment that was a factor that made the...
It was partly the equipment, because they're quite expensive, the devices that we're using, and it was just having the expertise as well, because without the expertise in the area, it's very difficult to come up with your sort of research methodology and all that sort of thing. So having someone who's an expert in the field is a great amount of help.
That's great. Is she coming, or is she going to be kind of a remote source?
Yeah, she'll be a remote supervisor. I mean, she might want to come. I haven't asked her. But
oh no, that's brilliant. So the volunteers, how did you kind of choose them?
So it was very difficult. So we had a lot of applications. We did online applications initially, which just looked at sort of people's motivations to be involved, what they thought they'd gain from it. And then from that, we selected down to interviews, which we did at the weekend. And we were essentially just looking for people's motivation to be involved. We wanted a group of fun, like-minded people, because we're stuck together in a small hut on a mountain for a week. So we wanted people that are going to get on. And then another thing I talked about in my talk as well, kind of look for people who could potentially gain a lot from the expedition. So younger medical students, maybe not so much experience, but interested in research, who have the potential to go on and be involved in future expeditions.
Yeah, I know that was one of your biggest reasons for wanting to do this this project, was that you really believe that the younger generation of the future and research and getting them involved in research is really important to you. How did that come about for you?
You mean me getting involved myself?
Yeah, and how it's kind of spurred you.
I just think I look at the personal development that I've had myself in that time. When I was recruited to Apex 5, I'd just started my second year of medical school. I'd never travelled outside of Europe before, didn't really have that many friends outside of my very small group. And going on Apex allowed me to make lots of friends across medical school, gave me confidence to travel, and then I've gone on to travel to various different places in the world since then. But getting that sort of initial boost from an experience like that was fantastic, and that's really given me a platform to step into research and into travelling as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. What other hobbies or projects have you got as well that you've done?
So I've been involved in scouting quite a bit. So I did that when I was younger as a... Do you mean like in my life, or do you mean on Apex? So I've been involved in scouting quite a lot. I did that when I was younger, left my own scout group back home when I came to university, and then got involved with scouts at the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh. So they're scouts that have severe disabilities, a lot of them are non-verbal. So I've been involved with them for the last few years, trying to get them involved in sort of outdoorsy activities as much as they can. I find that pretty rewarding. What else? I love cooking. I was at a cooking course last weekend. Telling the chef that when I have a mental breakdown and drop out of medical school, I'm going to be a chef. So
we'll it's always something to do that's not medical related. Yeah. Find relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's brilliant. So thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Just a last one, final question. If you were to give any advice to anyone who's starting to try and set up their own expedition or research project, what would you give them?
Start early. There's going to be a lot of things that you had no idea was going to happen, no idea that you even had to do during that time period. So start early, be prepared for things to go wrong, and don't let it faze you when they do, because expeditions like this, you've always got to be able to think on your feet and deal with challenges as they come up.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.